time now for our Lorain County Veteran of the Week Award. We are going to do this for every basketball game, just like we did during the football season. And our Veteran of the Week Award brought to you by Lorain County Veteran Service Commission, building better lives for the veterans of Lorain County. And we'll start our Veteran of the Week Award with the head coach of the Elyria High Lady Pioneers, Brian Arth. In his first year at Elyria, had a chance earlier to track down Brian, asked him for his Veteran of the Week Award winner, and here's Coach Arth, and I'll tell you who the Elyria Veteran of the Week is.
We've chosen Jocelyn Spragans this week. Jocelyn is our senior point guard. She does a great job of leading us on the court and off the court. She excels in the classroom, and she's there for me every time I need something off the court, whether it's ordering basketball shoes or calling the girls to change practice times. She's just doing a great job for us.
Brian, I'm sure when you come into a program and kind of try to instill your whole program, you rely on veteran players to kind of help you through that process, and it sounds like Jocelyn has really stepped up for you and taken on that veteran, that leadership role for Elyria.
Yes, she has. I've actually known her for a couple of years because we would always scrimmage Elyria in the past, and so I've known her from day one. And from the first day on, she stepped up, and she told me if I need anything to call her. So it's been great having her. She's doing a great job for us.
So congratulations goes out to Elyria's Jocelyn Spragans. She is the Lady Pioneer Veteran of the Week. We'll hear this message from Lorain County Veteran Services, and then Keystone head coach Scott Terry will name the Keystone Veteran of the Week. That follows this on the Colson & Colson Girls Cage Matchup.
However you served, wherever you served, the Lorain County Veteran Service Commission is dedicated to building better lives for the veterans of Lorain County. If you are recently discharged, medically separated, or retired from the military, contact Lorain County Veteran Services. Their service officers provide free professional assistance to veterans and their families in obtaining entitlements and services from the VA, such as temporary financial aid and transportation to and from doctor's appointments. Lorain County Veteran Services. Go to LorainCountyVeterans.com.
And now let's check in with Keystone head coach Scott Terry as the head coach of the Lady Wildcats will announce the Keystone Veteran of the Week Award winner.
Well, I think it would be appropriate to give this award to our senior team captain, Jillian Peters. When we think of our veterans, we like to think of words like sacrifice and commitment. And, I don't think there's anybody in our program that probably represents those types of things. She's worked extremely hard in the off season. Not one of our players that's been blessed with a lot of natural ability over the years, but has continued to work hard in the off season to make herself a good basketball player. Integrity is probably another thing that comes to mind when I think of Jillian. She holds herself to a high standard, excellent student, high honor roll student at Keystone, and just an overall great person.
Coach, you mentioned sacrifice and commitment, and not only that to get yourself to a senior veteran player on a basketball team, but I would imagine there's some sacrifice and a commitment when you're an older veteran player on a club that has a lot of young players like you do this year, kind of sacrificing yourself and committing yourself to helping these young players grow at Keystone.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons why Jillian selected to be a team captain. And, there's the verbal stuff, there's the communications that happen in the locker room. But I think more importantly with Jillian, it's just what she does every day in practice as far as her work ethic goes. And, of course, those are the type of things that you want your young players to see and to respect. And Jillian definitely does that.
So congratulations goes out to Keystone's Jillian Peters. She is the Keystone Veteran of the Week.